Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Beamaz and Beamer, News Radio 930 WBEN.
Brian Mazeroski, Joe Beamer here with you on WBEN. Joe, yesterday we teased a very special guest.
That's right.
We should have just kept our mouths shut.
We really should have.
We really got stood up.
Yeah.
Sitting here waiting at the dinner table.
Yeah, you know.
Server keeps looking at us like that poor guy.
It's not the first time I've been stood up. But you know what, Brian? At least we have each other. And I'm always happy for that.
We're supposed to have Champ Kind live in studio.
We were.
Dave Packer from The Office. David Koechner.
I was really excited for this. I think it would have been good for the show. Maybe good for the station. But more importantly, good for the show. But now it's these two idiots for an hour.
I'm sorry. I was looking forward to it, but I don't know. Got late notice. Wouldn't be able to join. Maybe he got pulled over or something. But he's not going to be here with us on the show today. So just me and Joe. There's nothing wrong with that. All right, no. Joe. So we're flipping through like we do every morning here, seeing the TV and, you know, just what's on. I'm always curious. What's on TV? Who's watching TV at 9 in the morning? Someone
not listening to us.
And, you know, we had some show on. And they got this guy I just saw, and he had quite a look. Look, you know, like a skinny, tall guy with this big mustache.
Yes.
And there he is again. And I want to throw this out there at you. See what you
okay?
If you agree or disagree.
Okay.
If you're gonna have just a mustache, you're gonna rock a mustache as your facial hair.
Yeah, in 2022.
I think you gotta be a bigger guy. I don't think you can be a skinny person with a mustache. I don't think it works.
You know. Now that you say something, the mustache looks very off place. But there is a bullpen pitcher for the Mets who's just as thin as that guy who rocks a mustache.
I think it's a goofy mustache. If you have a masculine, the most masculine piece of facial hair that you can have on a skinny guy, it doesn't work.
Yeah, I feel like this is something you can comment on, but me, it takes 3 months to grow facial hair. So.
Well, here's the other one. Now, here's this guy. He's got a nice full mustache, so I can see why he's tempted to do it. He just got to lift a couple barbells. Like, that's the only thing. He's got half of it. You can't have a mustache, even if you are a big guy, you can't have a mustache that isn't super thick and full.
Yeah, I mean, he's dedicated to the mustache.
I'm looking at you right now.
Yes.
Staring at your upper lip.
Yeah.
Because you got a beard growing out right now. I think you can grow a fuller mustache than I would.
Yeah, but do you realize how long this... Well, you don't. You see me every day.
Yeah.
You know how long this took?
Like, I would not be able to rock just a mustache. I can grow a beard, but I can't do just a mustache.
No.
It's not thick enough. It's not dark enough. It wouldn't be able to happen.
Yeah, sometimes I shave the beard and leave just the upper, and I go, oh, looks awful.
Yeah.
Right off.
Yeah.
You know, but for my eyes, you know.
Do it. Everyone does that. You need to have a little fun.
Yeah. I was, one time we were going out to dinner, and I was just going to leave it like that without telling my wife and see what she would say. But, you know, we've only been married for a year. I don't know how.
Oh, my wife still gets mad at me when I do that. I'll just go walking around. I'll do the, like, the Lemmy, which is like the beard comes and then links with the mustache over with your chin is just bare.
Yeah.
Like that's the Harley race Lemmy thing. And she gets just so mad at me. Because like sometimes I did that. We went to WrestleMania.
You did?
In New Orleans.
That's right.
And I just pulled down like, you know what? Here we go. We're going New Orleans. And I did the Lemmy. I thought it looked pretty good for the whole weekend. And she just saw, you know, a picture of all of us together, and she just texts me like, you idiot, what are you doing? I'm like, hey, you're not with me, like, yeah. No one.
What, that was one of my all-time favorite trips, by the way.
Yeah, I had a blast. I was like, you know, you're not here, it's I'm, you know, I could shave whatever I want on my face.
Now, we started by talking about stuff that's on TV, right? This all came off what was on TV. I have to say this, you know, I work in radio, not TV, so I don't know, why would you start half a show when you know that you are going to break it off halfway through? This happened on CBS yesterday. Halfway through The Young and the Restless, CBS broke in with breaking news. You knew that was starting at 1 o'clock. Why would you just put something else on at 12:30? Very annoying. Very annoying, especially when you try to go back and watch it on demand because they only had the half where it's cut off in the middle.
That is just a problem we can all relate to, too.
Yeah. I know I speak for many.
We were talking earlier this week about how you watch TV and how it's different, you know, with this Verizon dispute going on right now.
I thought it'd be resolved by today. I really did.
If you have Fios and you're looking forward to the Bills game on Sunday, you might have to think about your other options right now because it looks like it's heading toward that dispute, toward it not being on. And so we were talking about the different ways people watch TV. Netflix, of course, is one of them. Netflix now out, I don't know if you saw this news, Joe, with a advertising-supported tier. $7 per month, $6.99 a month for its new ad-supported tier. So it's Netflix with ads. It'll come out starting November 3rd. Commercials will be 15 or 30 seconds in length. Will include an average of 4 to 5 minutes of commercials. I don't know if that's in, before, after.
Not per break.
Don't really know where that is going. And also, this is the part that got me, 720p resolution. Like, what is this?
Oh, it drops the resolution
2008?
Too?
A lot of Netflix is. Like, if you have the lower tier of Netflix right now, it's not full HD. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I mean, there's certain shows that aren't. Like, Seinfeld's not in HD.
It should be, though.
Oh, so I have a lower tier and didn't know it.
Like it should be in the full...
Yeah.
You know, it should be like broadcast in 1080p at least.
Yeah. I mean,
people are broadcasting 4K now, but...
That's crazy.
I don't know what it's... But $7 a month. Would you do one of these with ads for the lower tier?
Netflix right now is the only one we have that we don't have with ads. I'm sorry, and Paramount Plus, because Paramount Plus is smart. If you want the live channels, you have to buy the no ads. So... Paramount Plus and Netflix are the only two that we subscribe to that we don't have ads. Everything else, HBO Max, Hulu. Disney Plus doesn't have an ads option. But the ones that have ads option, we've added. We do that, save a little money.
The Netflix, by the way, is $10 a month for 720p resolution. And then $15.50 a month is the standard plan with actual HD. So you've got like three different options for your plans here. I have, I do Peacock with ads, which is perfect because the only thing I watch on there is soccer.
Yeah.
Which is like live. It has no ads.
Yeah.
Like, so why would I pay for the without ads? Like I'm just going to be watching whatever they throw at me in the game anyway. It makes no difference.
I know someone who uses your Peacock subscription to watch Columbo, and there's only two ad
breaks. Who could that be?
There's only two ad breaks in the entire show. It's not that bad. Usually for a 2-hour show, I have to have a break anyway.
And sometimes they don't even do the ads. It's like they forgot.
Exactly.
I pulled one over on you. All right. But hey, that's something to watch out for if you want Netflix for a little bit cheaper next time you're looking to watch. I mean, how one episode of Stranger Things is like 2.5 hours long. So how many ads are in there? But if you don't mind, a little break in between there.
I think Netflix is the one that we will keep the way we have it just because we do watch so many of the original.
You're so used to it.
Yeah, and we watch the original ones, and you're right. Those shows on Netflix, a lot of them are longer. You're used to it. I'm used to the ones that we have ads, and why change it up now?
Now, I think this is something you talked about in the past, Joe, but I'm starting to see it. It's if you have them, they're out right now. Halloween decorations.
Oh, yes.
In your neighborhood. And I have this year. Now, there's always been a few houses. We've talked about this before, I think maybe even last year. There's always those houses that go all out. You know the houses around the neighborhood. I have this year noticed, more so than before, they started to come around the past couple of years, but more so than before, the Halloween display outside has gotten literally bigger than it ever has before. Now, what do I mean by that? The huge 10-foot skeletons, you've seen those before, but now they've been joined by 10-foot pumpkin monsters, witches that fly, they're huge, the big spiders. And this isn't just, you know, everyone knows that house in East Aurora that has the spider, it crawls up and down. They have a crane with a flying bat over it. I mean, it's amazing. Like, I'm not even talking about that. This is still much more simple. But these displays, I feel like now if you have just a simple Halloween display without something that's over 8 feet tall, it's lame. Like, because everyone else...
Yeah, why even bother?
...has just gotten you, like, beat by feet, literally, in their front. Am I going crazy? Do you see the same thing?
No, I'm seeing bigger displays. And, Brian, I'm seeing... Yes, the blow up skeleton, the blow up spider. It's, you know, it's the same people that have the blow up turkey in a month. But I'm also seeing, you know, fake grave sites on the lawn. I have there is a house.
There's a lot of those.
There is a house I pass every day. It's got the fog machine going at night. It's got tombstones all over their yard. It's got the skeleton. There's a spider on the roof. I'm telling you. But you know me, I see this and like, I can't wait to see what you have ready for Christmas.
Nothing.
Right?
I think you're either, and I told this to my wife because she's like, oh, why don't we get this for Halloween? Decorate the house for Halloween, blah, blah, blah. I said, look, pick one. I mean, at this point in our lives, right, maybe one day in the future we're retired and I'll decorate for every holiday.
Yeah.
But at this point, pick one. We're either a Christmas house or a Halloween house.
What have you
and
decided?
I think we like being a Christmas house.
I think so, too.
I throw the lights up there. It looks nice with the snow and everything. It kind of works for us that way. I'm not about to be both. I'm not shoving. We have too many baby clothes, you know, saved up in the basement and, like, all that junk.
The room's not there.
I'm not storing a 10-foot witch along with it. So we pick one for now. Maybe later that changes. But I think that's a lot of houses. It's you're either, and now some go all out for every holiday, but I feel like you have, you know, the Halloween houses and then you know the Christmas houses, and they're not the same house.
No, I think that's how it's been traditionally, Brian. But I am, as you said, I'm seeing more and more houses that I've never seen dressed up before for Halloween starting to put something out there, right? Starting to build a display in front of their house.
What do you see out there? What's the craziest Halloween display you've seen so far this year? 803-0930 to join us here on BMAZ and Beamer. 803-0930. You can, a lot of people already texting in something they've seen, like the craziness of what's been out there. But 803-0930 to join us. I've seen them out there already. I notice them more now because, to my amazement, my son loves these Halloween displays.
Oh, I would imagine.
But I never thought, like, I thought he would be scared of it. Like a little, you know, kid, he's 2.5. I thought he'd be scared of a giant, you know...
Skeleton.
Yeah. There's one house that has, it's a blow-up zombie baby crawling toward you, like with a bloody face.
That would scare me.
Right. You know, like some of these things, I thought he'd be terrified of the huge witch that flies up and down, like right in your face and laughs maniacally. But he actually really enjoys it.
So he's ready for a haunted house?
I guess so. We actually took him through that. Fright World does the haunted house with the lights on.
Okay.
And they cover up some of the more gruesome stuff, but it's like four kids. No one's jumping out at you. You're just kind of walking around.
No chainsaw.
No chainsaw. It's just you walk around. They do it once a year. And he seemed to like that too, which is my brother-in-law. That's his big thing. He's a big Halloween haunted house. So, like, he's got a little bit of that in him, I can see. But I've started to really, so now I know, because we have to hit up all the houses, he always wants to look at the big Halloween displays, which is kind of cool. And I say, no problem, because if you're spending that much time setting everything up, you probably want people to stop around and and look at it and enjoy it.
Yes. Now, when I was of trick-or-treating age, Brian, I remember the houses that not so much were dressed up. I mean, they were decorated up. But when you would go trick-or-treating, they would take you through a haunted house. Did you ever have that on your trick-or-treating route? There was someone that would have their garage emptied out, and it would be just a small little haunted house, and at the end, you'd get your candy.
Yeah, I always stayed away from those. I didn't like that when I was a kid.
You know, looking back on it, maybe. I mean, it was fine, but maybe more questions should have been asked before just walking into a stranger's garage.
Not even like that. I was never a haunted house person. I don't like people jumping out at you. I enjoy it, but I am like, I will overreact. You could never send me live on the air through a haunted house. The FCC would pull us off the air.
Yeah,
immediately. I'm that kind of like the jump scare gets me, and I'm just
explicit. There's a lot of cursing when I go through a haunted house.
Oh, but yeah.
I've not been through a haunted house in years, and it's like with skiing. I always say I'm gonna go ski or go snowboarding. I'm gonna get into it. Every year I say this is the year I got to get back to a haunted house. I don't think I've been to a haunted house since I worked at Bed Bath & Beyond, and there was one next door.
Yeah. The craziest ones that you've seen on our text board, a lot of people are chiming in. Someone said a few years ago, I almost called the cops for a murder. It was actually a decoration next door. But some of them are hyper-realistic and creepy like that. There is, Joe, the I think it might be famous house on Colvin Boulevard. I think it's in Buffalo, not Kenmore, right around the border there somewhere, that has become known for the little dolls, the demented dolls that they put in the front yard. And I drove past it this past weekend, and this year they have the dolls carrying body bags on them. I mean, it's a little sick.
I believe we had that person's neighbor call in last year.
We did?
I think so.
This year, they've taken it up a notch.
Wow.
With the body bags.
Yeah.
There are some that are like, you know, a 10-foot skeleton is, you know, might for some people seem, literally over the top. I mean, they're taller than some houses.
Yeah.
But there is a difference between that and, like, when you see someone's Halloween decoration and it's, like, there's no decoration. It's just like one bloody bag on the front lawn.
Oh yeah,
like that's a little creepy.
Now there was a guy on my parents' street who every year for Halloween would put a dummy under the hood of his car and make it look like there was an accident.
Yeah.
And there'd be blood dripping and off the dummy. That was like the extent in my parents' neighborhood when I was younger of Halloween decorations. You drive through now, I mean, one's more than what was there when I was a kid, and now you see a few more than were there when I was trick-or-treating.
Way more in my neighborhood getting into it. Somebody around the corner from me I haven't seen it this year, a giant like T-Rex or like dinosaur skeleton that would be out there, which, I mean, that was different and pretty cool. On our text board, someone's saying off of Young's, there's a house completely filled with Halloween. In their side driveway, they have an electric chair to sit in. I might pass.
Yeah, no thanks.
I don't know how many people voluntarily go into one of those, but I see it more and more. It's more and more complex. I think a lot of it is people build and build every year. You know, it's not all at once does it pop up.
It's a collection.
Yeah, year after year, you're building more and more. And I have a new respect for it. Because of my son this year, he likes going around and looking. I want to give a shout out to all the Halloween decorators out there because I know at least have one big fan. He always is asked, anytime we're in the car, I want to go look at the big scary ghosts.
Now, this is 17 days early, but when you're getting ready to greet trick-or-treaters, right? You have the candy and everything. Do you dress up? Do people dress up? I know some people do.
People do.
But would that not be a huge surprise if the people who their houses have been all decorated for Halloween answer the door in like jeans and a hoodie instead of being dressed up?
I've just never been one to dress up for any of that, like to hand out candy or something.
Right.
It's just not mine.
But I'd be very surprised if you went through all that dress up your house and then you yourself.
I'd say you could be a house decorator without, you know. You don't dress up like Santa. Well, Hang on, I take that back. you got the Christmas clothes and the suit ready to go.
I was gonna say,
like, people who dress up or make their house all nice for Christmas don't necessarily, you know, you wouldn't expect them to dress
I've
up.
Got several Christmas suits.
I know you do. I used a bad example there right to start.
I'm speaking from experience. Like, if I owned a home, could you imagine what my home would look like? Probably now. I'd probably start decorating now.
For Christmas?
Yes, of course.
Would you be a Halloween decorator?
No.
Why?
I'd want to put the money and the effort into the Christmas decorations. Just because Halloween, in my mind, is the kickoff to the holiday season. That's what I like about Halloween. Because the next day, most people... Maybe not most. More people find it acceptable to start playing Christmas music the day after Halloween.
Like six people.
Right, more people.
What do you think? 8030930, what's the craziest one you've seen this year? Let us know. B-Maz and Beamer, we will be back after the news on WBEN.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
It's B-Maz and Beamer. News Radio 930 WBEN.
B-Maz and Beamer back here with you on WBEN. 8030930 to join us. Have you seen Halloween displays get bigger and crazier this year? Because I have. And I mean literally bigger. Like, if you don't have a 10-foot skeleton or witch or zombie ghost thing, like, why even showing up? It's got to that point, I feel. A lot of people on our text board kind of agreeing with that. And you can point out your favorite Halloween display with us this morning.
Yeah, I do like some of the original, you know, ones that are original. Because, I mean, there was a time where not every store had Halloween decorations. You know, you didn't see an aisle of you saw costumes, right? But there wasn't an aisle of, you know, Lowe's or an aisle of BJ's full of Halloween displays. Those are now Christmas displays because it's too late if you want Halloween decorations.
There is, like, something to be said about that. Like, the 10-foot skeleton. There's, I know four of them I can walk to, you know, in my neighborhood from my house. And, like, when it's something, you know, it's novel when you see it at first, but then now I know where, like, they're everywhere, then you have to start getting creative. So what I've seen, Joe, in the past 2 years, I saw somebody dressed up one of those skeletons as Josh Allen, had him jumping over something or someone.
Okay.
Very cool.
Yes.
Like, amazing that you're able to pose that and set it up.
It's not just, it's not just throwing the skeleton out in your front yard.
And then there's a chiropractor on Payne Avenue that has two of them, and it's one giant skeleton cracking another giant skeleton's back, laying down on the table.
I like that.
Very cool.
I liked the skeletons jumping through the table from last year. I think that got some media attention locally.
That's right.
Yeah.
There's a Bills-themed house, and this is the perfect year for it. So I've seen, you mentioned the tombstones.
Yes.
Like, that's a perfect one to get creative about. There's one I know around me where I've got it's the tombstones, and they had all, like, the characters who died on The Walking Dead were written on the tombstones. Like, oh, that's you know, it's pretty funny. You put two and two together. Now I've seen a lot of Bills tombstones. They've got a Ravens one, a Steelers one, LA one, a Tennessee one. Pretty cool.
I like that.
That's
like
a nice little idea to, you know, build the Bills graveyard, so to speak.
But you got to keep that graveyard now until after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, through Christmas.
Yeah, yeah.
It becomes your Christmas decoration.
Have you seen people stretch? Like, I didn't realize that was Halloween. Until, you know, your front yard. Like, some people are just using it to throw random characters in their front yard. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, hey, this is so-and-so. I just threw blood on it.
I've seen, like, the blow-up, like, Mickey. But it's like, oh, Mickey's a vampire.
Yes.
You know, I would say that It's not really a stretch. That's Halloween. It's tough to be a stretch on Halloween.
Yes.
Unless you're literally putting Santa Claus and a reindeer out there early, because people dress up as anything for Halloween, right?
Yes.
So, like, if you put Superman in your front yard, like, there's going to be Superman coming to your house probably for Halloween.
It's not, not the same thing.
Not all Halloween decoration has to be blood and guts.
But that's Halloween.
But, like, not to everybody, right?
Like, if you went to go see a movie that was...
My son is not going to be a gory, like, axe murderer.
But if the next next Halloween movie was about someone who dressed up as Superman, I'd be very disappointed.
I would be intrigued. Yeah. I might actually watch
it
for once.
It's the sixth timeline.
It's going crazy. My son should actually, by the way, be an axe murderer, because the one time I had him... Oh, what did he do? I made him do something... And he wanted to do something else. So he went and grabbed the axe from his fire.
Oh.
not the actual axe.
What?
From, like, his firefighter, like, you know, play set.
Yeah.
He's got his, like, dress-up firefighter. And hit me with the axe.
Oh, jeez.
Like, I told him, and I texted my wife. I'm like, well, I told him that. She's like, hey, how's it going? What's going on there? Like, well, I told him to take his shoes off, and he attacked me with an axe. So.
And left the shoes on?
Yeah. Well, then I'm like, you know, you got to lay down the law there.
You know what I wish someone would do, Brian? And this is because it's in the theaters now. And that is do the Winnie the Pooh.
The new Winnie the Pooh as a
Halloween decoration. Now that I would be intrigued. I would drive to your house.
What do you think of the blow up decorations? So I mentioned, like, blow up Mickey.
Yeah, I'm just not a fan.
I see. I don't.
It's very generic. And I'm sorry to anyone who uses. There's one I like. I like the fake snow globe. This is Christmas. Snow globe one where this. That's cool. But, like, a lot of the ones I'm seeing now, it's very generic.
So I'm mixed now, right? So, like, my son is making me, like, second guess how I feel about a lot of these decorations, because I have always, and I still kind of do, I look at the blow-up decorations, and I just feel like it's a little bit of, like, a why?
Yeah.
Like, it's just, here, I just threw something on there. Like, it's not, you either decorate or you don't. Like, to me, if you're decorating your house for Christmas, you're stringing lights up, and it takes a little bit of work.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm just, anyone could just throw, blow up Santa Claus in the front and, you know,
a
tie
spotlight.
It down.
Yeah.
And boom, you're up there, like, no effort. Hey, I, you know, decorated for Christmas or Halloween or whatever. Like, that's how I always kind of read it. But now there's one house with, like, a ton of blow up Halloween decorations around the corner for me. My son absolutely loves it. Like, we walk by, and he wants to stop and look at everything and see, you know, how they're moving around.
Yeah, but he has an appreciation for it.
But well, and that's who it's for, like, right?
Yeah, but, you know, should put a little effort in.
I mean, he definitely does put a lot of effort in to put up all of these blow-up things. And my son, and it's for the kids, like, right? Are you decorating your house to, like, impress a bunch of 30-year-olds?
I'm sure there are people out there that
probably are.
Yeah.
Carl, you're on WBEN. All right, Carl, what's the craziest thing you've seen so far this year?
This isn't this year. This was probably 20 years ago. And matter of fact, it's one of your advertisers. I'm not going to mention the name unless you would let me. But it's a medical doctor's office. And I was servicing the equipment in the office. And I had a key so I could get in at night. This is after midnight. I'm going down a hallway. They had one of these motion detector mummies with the red eyes. I've got a toolbox in my hand in a dark hall. I'm walking down the hall. It goes, hello. And the eyes came on.
And
I'm dropped the toolbox.
So it works.
Oh, yeah. And believe me, I had to visit the bathroom.
Yeah. Hey, Carl. Now,
I didn't, but I almost did. You know what I mean?
Oh, I've been there. Believe me.
Do you, when that happens to you, do you then get, like, a little bit of, you know, like a hankering to be able to do something like that yourself? You want to go out and decorate and scare somebody else?
No, but after my heart came down out of my throat, I started laughing.
Yeah, it's the only thing you can do.
I told them about it. They got a good laugh. It was hilarious. But Hello.
You'll never forget it. Hey, thanks for the call.
I won't.
That's you know, a lot. Those are like the creepiest ones. Are, you know, kind of, you don't expect it. Yeah. I remember, like, there would be some houses where, like, you talk about, like, people dressing up would be, like, the guy dressed up with, like, a pumpkin head or it's, like, a scarecrow sitting on a bench, like, motionless. And you'd go up, like, trick-or-treat. And then, you know, he'd be sitting on the chair on the porch. You'd think it was just a decoration. Then, bah! You know, get you.
The most scared I was ever, and this is going to just show, I get scared very easily, was getting chased out of one of those haunted houses with a chainsaw. And then they chase you like into the middle of the floor of the you know, whatever area there between the haunted houses. And I felt like, you know, and I should have been on guard to be scared. Oh my gosh, my heart was racing. It was, I scare very easily, and then still want to go back.
Are you a haunted house person?
Yeah, I
would. You love it?
Yeah. I am all into haunted houses. I because I'll be the most scared there, and I'll be cursing and yelling, you know. But I like the thrill of a haunted house, a good haunted house.
Yeah, I mean, it is thrilling.
Yes.
We should go.
I'm in.
it would be fun to walk through the haunted house, get a little bit of a, wah.
Yeah.
A little bit of a scare. The jump scare always gets me. It never doesn't get me. You watch Jaws, you know, the scene where they're walking around, you're thinking Jaws is going to pop out, and then it's like the head of a guy in the boat comes out. Remember that one? It gets me every time, like with the music and everything. And I know it's coming. There's something about it. Every single time I get that little bit of jump, even though, you know. It's part of the reason why I'm not really a Halloween decorator.
I get it, yeah.
Don't
sure.
want to scare myself every time I come home.
Right, especially like in the morning on the way here. You walk out your house, oh my gosh.
I do that. I mean, like, there will be, like, things that I know where they are. But, like, you know, it's like 3 or whatever in the morning. You're walking out of the house and, like, you see a little, like, you know, you get scared by something you see. My dogs scare me in the morning. You know, pitch dark. They're there lying, but if one of them is not where, they're usually in their same spot in their beds. And if I'm walking down, one's like standing, you know, it's like, whoa, what are you doing? Yeah. Scare me. Eyes like beating at you. What are you doing there, buddy?
Yeah, I have to walk out with my flashlight on my phone in the morning because I'm scared of like a critter being under my car. And, you know,
I'll just fall down the stairs if I don't use my flashlight.
Yeah.
I am blind as a bat if you turn the lights off.
The phone flashlight has saved me a lot. But yeah, I'm all down for a haunted house. Like I said, when I worked at Bed Bath & Beyond, they used to have haunted houses at the old Circuit City that's now a Sporta. Mm-hmm. And that was fun to walk around. Those are fun haunted houses. I think that's Fright World. I don't know where they are now, but
they're down on. I should know this, but I want to say Hurdle, but it's not the old Kmart.
Oh yeah, Hurdle and Elmwood.
Not that one.
Oh.
yeah, maybe
Hurdle in Delaware though. That's
yes. Yeah. No, not the Delaware one.
Okay.
I shouldn't have. I should look it up before I go in. But they're at one of the old Kmarts in the city, and it's big, same place as it was last year. They're ready to scare.
Bill's bye week coming up. Haunted house.
Haunted house. We should do it. I like it. Someone on our text board saying the blow up ones are like cheating. Like, yeah.
Yes.
I hate to say it, but that's kind of like how I feel.
Yeah. No. And hey, I understand you want to, you know, do your part, but Halloween, it's not, in my opinion, it's not worth it.
I feel like you either go and you do it or you don't. Like, I don't, and if you don't want to decorate, that's fine.
That's great.
That's fine. I will never, you know, you keep your house dark with nothing. Fine. I feel like the blow-up decoration is for people who begrudgingly decorate the house.
There is one exception, in my opinion, and that is the turkey, because almost nobody has a Thanksgiving
decoration.
Yes.
Could you do a blow-up turkey with a Bills jersey on? I've seen a lot of the Bills pumpkin. It's like a jack-o'-lantern with a Bills helmet on it.
Yes.
And it's a big blow-up one. Like, that's a cool decoration to have. Can you? Is there like a Bills turkey?
If there was, I'd get that.
Well, I mean, it's yet again playing on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It's like Thanksgiving Day is Bills Day now all of a sudden over the past few years. I mean, that would be a great decoration to have.
The other one that I think it's cheating, and I'm sorry because I know a lot of people have these, and they were really big for some time, it is those lights that people shine on their garage, and they have a different insert for different holidays.
Oh, yes.
I'm sorry. That's just, in my opinion, that's just like a blow-up decoration.
I think those look cool, though. I think they're cool. That's
even less effort than throwing
up. You have to be careful. The dots that you shine on the house, they could be like snowflakes, or like some of it's the laser dots. The laser dots, there was like a warning last year that if it falls over in the wind, all of a sudden you got lasers pointing up in the sky. It could hit a plane.
Yeah.
Absolutely serious.
Yeah.
But I like those. They kind of look, they're interesting to look at.
They're interesting, but I mean, it was cool and like one person had it. But now, I mean, it's one of the top sellers at certain retailers.
Do you see, icicle lights, they were all the rage. Do you see those as much anymore at Christmas time?
No.
I feel like you really don't.
Those really went downhill.
The blow-up decorations have really taken over at Christmas time.
Yeah.
The reindeer, the light-up reindeer, you don't see as much anymore. The all-plastic decorations, I was just telling you, you should get the plastic Santa. But they were all like 3 feet, 4 feet tall, glowing.
Santa and his sleigh.
Yeah, you had the sleigh, you could get the reindeers, you can get the whole nativity thing. Candle was another one of the big plastic ones. Those seem to have completely fallen off. I don't think they make them anymore.
Might be a good find at the Goodwill.
Halloween just seems like a more fun holiday to decorate for.
Oh, I disagree.
I think you can be way more creative with your Halloween display than your Christmas display.
I think you can be very creative with Christmas. What direction you go in? Is it going to be Santa? Is it going to be winter? Is it going to be a little combination?
But that's not like, you know.
What kind of lights are you going to have? You're going to have the icicle lights? You're going to have the regular lights?
You're just switching things within like a very narrow of like what it kind of looks like. Halloween, you can literally take in any direction.
You have a skeleton,
someone is a huge pirate.
A ghost.
No, but like someone is a huge pirate shipwreck in their front yard. Somebody has a graveyard in their front yard. Somebody, it's a mummy. It's an ancient Egyptian tomb. It's a haunted house. There's zombies. There's jack-o'-lantern people. Oh, no, it's Michael Myers. Like, I feel like there's a million different. Well, you can have Superman.
You've talked your. I still don't think you can have Superman.
I think you'd have Superman.
No, I think if you're going to dress up your house, we're talking the fog lights, the graveyard. I think that's what Halloween decorations are. Yes, you can dress up as whatever. I want to be the
fog light. You could have the smoke machine and the fog going.
Yeah.
You can have that at Christmas.
Why not?
Eerie Christmas?
Trans-Siberian Orchestra comes out with fog.
Are they playing on your front porch?
I had to come up with something.
But no, you could do the Headless Horseman.
I think you're talking yourself into decorating your house for Halloween and not Christmas.
No, all these things are so cool and intricate, I don't have time to do it. But but you could have a lot of fun taking it one of like a million different directions. We talk about Fright World. There's like 5-6 haunted houses in, and they're all like so completely different in the theme. It shows you all you could do of a Halloween. You couldn't really do 5 or 6 completely different Christmas-themed haunted houses, could you?
Well,
Christmas houses.
Yeah, Christmas houses. That seems a little boring.
I guess
and
you
I
could.
Love Christmas.
I guess you could.
Yeah. It depends what direction you take. You walk through people's houses at the holiday time. They got different stuff cooking, different stuff on their tree. It's a very exciting time. I can't wait.
But the decoration's the same outside. It's lights. It might be reindeer. Might be Santa. Might be a nativity set.
Yeah. Might be candles. You just said the plastic candle.
Yeah. But, you know, it's all kind of the same.
You could make Josh Allen part of your Christmas decoration.
You could?
Yeah. They're playing on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, but like, give me a Josh Allen Christmas.
Yeah, you know what? I should have had this.
You know
more
what I mean? Like, go through.
Yes.
Like Josh Allen putting Santa through a table, like kind of jumping over. Here you go. You have Santa's sleigh, but it's not Rudolph pulling it. It's Josh Allen jumping, pulling Santa's sleigh.
Yeah.
There's your Bill's Christmas idea.
I'm ready for it. I like that.
You have to do it.
I don't have a house.
It's jumping over something. Jumping over your balcony.
By the way, they have a gory Christmas movie coming out, and I think they really missed the mark not releasing that around Halloween and waiting till December.
Oh, no, I see the who's in it? It's going to be like a bigger movie,
right?
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. Is that the Santa one? Santa Saves the Day?
Yes. Yes.
Like,
I think that would be a good cross Halloween
movie.
The guy
from Stranger Things is Santa?
Yes.
Yeah. That actually looks like a good movie.
Yeah.
I'm not a big Christmas movie person, but that looks like a good one.
Yeah. I that might be one that gets me into the theater in December.
Hey, it should be cool. All right, Bills game on Sunday. I'm, like, throughout the day as we were talking about it this morning, getting so excited.
Yeah, can't wait.
For the matchup. It's still unbelievable to me. Mustache guy distracting me again, sorry. It's still unbelievable to me that, like, the Bills are on the morning show, like, the national morning show being talked about as, like, wow, we can't wait for the Bills game.
Yes,
like that's. I mean, there are so many times that I've said as a Bills fan, ugh, I got to watch this Bills game. But that's not it anymore.
It's the standalone 425 CBS game that will be going out to all CBS affiliates, Brian. That's never been the Bills. That's never. The Bills, remember the days we would get stuck with a broadcast team they had to put together because every other good team was being used up and you had people that had no chemistry? We talked about the broadcast, how, you know, you don't really listen. But when they were awful, you were paying a little more attention. You know, now it's not prime time, but it is the spotlight 425 game in the nation. They put together a 1-minute promo for it. It's what was on all the morning shows. Brian, I can't wait. I'm excited for Sunday. It can't get here soon enough. Obviously, I have another game tomorrow that's on my mind right now. But I cannot wait. Till Sunday, 4:25. I think all of Western New York is wishing their weekend away for Sunday at 4:25.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the Sabres game tomorrow too. But I am
in the Hokie game.
Oh, that's what you were talking about.
Yeah, big Virginia Tech game.
I'm feeling so good, Joe. I think it's going to be like I'm like 35-10 is what I'm like. Everyone's predicting this close game. I don't know. Yeah, I'm like talking myself into we're going to smoke them.
Well, here's the thing. I was feeling that way at halftime of the Monday night game, and then the second half happened. And I just, you know, you got to be on. Can't start off like we did against the Ravens. That's all I'm going to say.
I'm feeling good about smoking them. I misunderstood my whole plan for this weekend. I got to get up at like 1:30 to start. Speaking of smoking, like
yes.
Getting my pork shoulder ready.
Looking forward.
Yeah. Well, the more I thought about it, the like earlier my alarm started to get set. So it's going to be like 1 a.m. on Sunday. I'm going to be up there getting it all ready.
Oh, I'm excited for that, Brian.
It's going to be worth it in the end.
I'm excited for the game. Both games. Well, both games. I can't say that I'm excited for the Sabres game. Tech's playing right in the middle of the Sabres game. I'm excited for both games this weekend. And hopefully everyone has an enjoyable weekend. Take advantage of these warmer temperatures because next week we will be parked in the 40s.
Seems that way.
The shorts are going back in the closet. Jeans are out. The jeans are on a hanger. They're out of storage on a hanger. I might actually have to start wearing them on Monday. But everyone have a great weekend. Brian, I'm looking forward to being back here on Monday. Hey, while you're enjoying your weekend, enjoy it a little more. There's no hard line Sunday, but we'll be back next Sunday with a stacked lineup. I promise that. Go Hokies. Go Bills. We'll see you Monday here on WBEN. David Bellavia has 4 hours of entertainment after the news.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.